Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I don't have my normal verve, but an important update, World War III alert. I've told you before. Israel and others are going to be like, we only have so much time to escalate this conflict. And now rockets hit an Iraqi base where U.S. troops are. Guys, they're trying to do World War III. Do you get it? The Israeli regime does not care about humans. They want Gaza gone. Biden does not care about humans. He wants whatever he can see, whatever can possibly happen for the Ukraine-Russia war to be escalated. And all this has to happen before cooler heads prevail. That is Trump getting in office saying, I'll have him at the peace table. As I said, they perfectly well know Trump will have them at the office. At the peace table. So why would they do this type of thing in between now and November? They're the ones with real skins in the game. Now Israel doesn't care. But why would... Because Israel's on the U.S. side and continuing to have them on the U.S., having U.S. on their side is not going to hurt them. If anything, they get to kill more enemies and have more munitions to do it. But Russia cares. Why would we want to bring this into a further provocation with the other nuclear superpower? I know not the only nuclear power, but the other nuclear superpower. That doesn't make sense. So when things don't make sense, based on the most top-level things that you know, then the reality is they don't make sense. They're trying to draw us into a broader war before the election and before the inauguration. And by the way, I don't know. I don't pay attention to him. Has Biden showed up since tall Biden showed up? Since tall Biden showed up, on the night that he relinquished his candidacy, quote unquote. Since tall Biden showed up, has he showed up? If not, who's making the decisions? Is anybody going to call? Not just the emperor having no clothes, but there being no emperor? Unfortunately, that's a succinct analogy these days. The emperor, since he decided he could do what he wants, and we have let him. All these things being done by the Biden presidency in the last 4 months before he gets out of office. If this gets escalated and he doesn't show up on camera, right now they're working on the AI for him to be able to show up on camera. Let's get all these bugs worked out. I don't know why they need to worry about it. The media will fall for it no matter what. Your AI is good enough. They fell for tall Biden, didn't they? They've disgraced anybody who says tall Biden isn't Biden. It's not Biden. It's not Biden. It is not Biden. That guy's at least 3 to 5 to 6 inches taller than regular Biden. And again, hey, Uncle Tom. That didn't come out right. Uncle James. Anybody ever tell you kind of look like Joe Biden? Yeah, I actually have been told that, and I've worked up a pretty decent impression. And by the way, have I told you about the side gig I got? Oh, I'm not supposed to say that out loud. Yeah, that's why I brought that up. Because, Uncle James, I could have swore you were on the Rose Garden. That was me. I could have swore you were at the Rose Garden. Yeah, that was me. Can you believe that they fell for it? Yeah, how'd they do that, Uncle James? Well, it was all fake anyway, all the applause that... It was just his staffers. Oh. Guys are trying to create World War III before Trump, because everything they say is backwards. They say he's not the cooler head, but he is the cooler head. He's the one who did not have wars. And they want to kill as many people and draw the United States in as much as possible and draw U.S. funding in as much as possible before cooler heads prevail. This is what I've said. This is a very, very dangerous time for a country. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth.